It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
BSU has had a reputation of pulling in top-end players. That reputation grew even more with the addition of Joel Otto. Bucky's Legends continues on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Sometimes when a team lands a great player, it's just meant to be. That was the case with Joel Otto. Here's RH Bob Peters.
Joel Otto came to us in 1980, and his high school coach had been bringing his son up to the hockey camp that Murray Williamson and I started in 1968, called the International Hockey Camp. And he told me, he says, we've got this great hockey player, and he's not getting a lot of attention. Well, Elk River was not a power at all. He's a great athlete. He's getting better all the time. I said, well, send him up. Well, the summer, we used to skate what you'd call staff night. So every Thursday night, the coaches now would play hockey. So he came up and stepped on the ice. And the first time I saw him, we were talking about this 6'4" man. And he had spindly legs. I mean, unbelievable. And he looked like a newborn colt when he stepped on the ice. But I kept reminding myself, I said, coach says he's a good hockey player. And I watched and watched, and yeah, I can see some stuff here. And St. Cloud was on him, too. But we were able to get him. And one reason we got him was Blaine Comstock. I believe his sister-in-law was on the faculty of Elk River High School. And also on that faculty were Joel Otto's parents. And as the story goes, is in the coffee room one day, and he said, well, what's Joel going to do next year was the topic. And he said, well, we don't know what's going on yet. So she said, well, my brother-in-law had a great experience at Bemidji State University and went on to be on the 76 Olympic team, what have you. They've got a good program there. Well, that sparked the interest. So between their high school coach and maybe that coffee room discourse, that's how Joel Otto ended up here.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.